I'm Chris Lawrence, and this is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. This time of year in West Virginia, it is extremely important to keep in mind all species of wildlife are bearing offspring. And the less interference from humans, positive or negative, the better. I'll talk a little more about it right after this.
You wouldn't expect your child to jump on a bike without learning how to safely ride first. Why would you let him ride an ATV without proper training? Riding an ATV is not as easy as it looks. You've got to learn the ropes before you hit the trails. The best way to learn how to ride is to take a training class. Many are free. Too many riders have been killed or seriously injured on ATVs. Don't become a statistic. Take knowledge to the extreme. Log on today to atvsafety.gov.
Rob Sylvester is manager at the West Virginia Wildlife Center in French Creek and says about this time every year, he has to begin explaining once again that they are not the Wildlife Rehab Center.
Every year we're just inundated with phone calls from people that are well-meaning people that have picked up a baby raccoon or possum or deer or whatever. And the first thing they think of is, okay, the Wildlife Center, they have the know-how and the means to take care of these things, and we'll give them a call. And actually what we try to do, and we have done over the past few years, is advise people that they should leave these things alone. They shouldn't pick them up.
Yeah, despite the best intentions, Rob says those who think they are rescuing a young animal are in many cases just sealing its doom.
Many of these animals really can't be put back out in the wild after they've been in a possession of someone for a few days. They actually go through a process that we call imprinting, which is they actually think that they are human, or they imprint on the person that's the caregiver. And these animals can't really be released back in the wild after they've been in possession for a while.
Fawns are often mistaken as abandoned, but they're actually left alone by a doe as a defense mechanism. Since the fawn has no scent, the doe's distance will often keep predators from detecting the young is even there. Should anyone think they can adopt one of these animals and rehab it on their own, you need to know that that's against the law, and for good reason.
Rabies and some of the other parasites that animals can have can be contracted from taking care of these babies. For instance, raccoons they have a parasite, it's a roundworm that can be transmitted onto people by just taking care of them, by handling them and then not washing your hands properly when you take care of the animal. And it can cause severe side effects to adult humans, and also can cause blindness in in infants.
So there you go. The best thing to do is just let Mother Nature take its course and leave the young wildlife alone. I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Reports.